U.S. measles outbreaks have already caused more illnesses in this year than at the same point in any year since 1996. There have been 129 cases in 13 states reported by mid-April. Joining us live to talk about it is Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. And as always, Doctor, great to have you with us. Thanks for joining us.
You're quite welcome. Good to be with you.
All right. So how serious is this measles outbreak? Sounds pretty bad.
Well, it's obviously a cause of concern because we're seeing this emerge now, and it's very clear why it's happening, and that is the reluctance on the part of some parents of getting their children vaccinated. If you have complete vaccination coverage, you wouldn't be seeing these outbreaks. They usually occur by someone that might import it, for example, from a different country, an Asian country or a country in which there is not really very good vaccination program. And then the children who have not been vaccinated for one reason or other then become susceptible to getting infected. And that's exactly what we're seeing right now. So it is of some concern.
Now, you say that parents are reluctant to get their kids vaccinated against a number of things these days. They're concerned about vaccines. They wonder if vaccines will lead to something else. Does the medical community have to do something better in the way of being able to define to people what the risks are and what they aren't about getting vaccinated for, you know, the various things that we can prevent?
Indeed, I think we do. We have to be communicating better to get people to understand the facts. But that is not an easy thing to do because there are people out there who bring false information. For example, the false information that measles vaccine is associated with autism, which it's not. It's just not. And yet there's still that lingering misinformation. And then there are people, you could understand it. I don't believe it's justified, but you could understand it, that they say, well, the risk of these diseases is so low, and there's this hypothetical risk of an adverse event from a vaccine, which in fact is very rare. And when you compare it to the risk of getting the disease, there's no doubt that the risk-benefit ratio weighs very heavily towards getting vaccinated. But people do not seem to understand that, at least some people. And those are the people who don't get their children vaccinated. And it's really unfortunate because it's bad for the children, and it's also bad for the community.
Now, for those of us who have gotten our MMR vaccines, the measles, mumps, rubella, years and years ago, 40, 50, 60 years ago, with all these new outbreaks, are we still covered? Do we need to go back and get vaccinated again?
Well, if you look at the data that's been accumulated over a long period of time by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, fortunately, measles is one of the most effective and durable vaccines that we have. So if you had your two shots, and the recommendations are you get a measles vaccination when you're 12 months old and then repeat it again at 4 to 6 years old, then the chances of your getting infected are vanishingly small. So if you had the full component of the vaccination, you're protected for a very long period of time.
Now, are there any dangers in getting the measles vaccine?
Well, first of all, no intervention of vaccine is 100% safe, but the incidence of adverse events is vanishingly small, and when they occur, they're minor. So no one can say that there's absolutely no risk. We don't live in a risk-free world, but the risk of vaccinations balanced against the benefit, there's no doubt that it weighs very heavily in favor of vaccination.
All right, very good. Dr. Anthony Fauci, thanks so much for getting up and joining us this
morning.
He's the best, isn't he?
Good to be with you.
Thank you.